Okay. Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. Vayira el Avram el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai ushmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. So Hashem says the chiluk between the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a famous Chassidish Vort on this Rashi, which is clearly not the Pshat, but the idea is a true idea. It's a famous Chassidish Vort, but it's clearly not the Pshat, but the idea is an important idea. The Rashi says Va'era on the second page, Va'era el Ha'avos. Va'era el Ha'avos. So everyone's asking, what is Rashi adding? Va'era el Ha'avos. I mean, we know Avram Yitzchak. The pasuk says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So Rashi says Va'era el Ha'avos. What is Rashi accomplishing with that statement? As if we don't know who the Avos are. So he's saying Avram Yitzchak Yaakov the Avos. That's what he's trying to tell us. What does it mean Va'era el Ha'avos? So there's a famous pshat from Menachem Mendel of Reminov, based on the pasuk in Kisetze. The pasuk says, "Im lo yachpos ha'ish lo kachas es yivimto, but also yivimto ashar alaz kainim v'amra me'ein yivami lachim lachiv shem b'Yisrael lo ova yabmi." Right in the pasuk, it says he doesn't want to lo ova. Lo ova means rotza. He doesn't want to do yibum. That's what she's proclaiming. So the word ova is rotzon. And we know the word evyon, a poor person is called an evyon. Why? Because he wants, he needs, he wants things, he needs things. So he's a rotza. So the word ova is rotza. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov on page 5, Va'era perish Rashi al Ovos kvart sovchu al ze kamay de kamay. Ma'i chidesh lona Rashi HaKodesh halob hediksiv el Avram. Shamati b'shem ha'chasim sofesh omar ki ova hu loshen rotza kimo lo ova yabmi. V'zeh shekos of Rashi v'era lo Ovos haynu mi shorotza she'era eilo v'osetz asmu kli l'zeh mozachich v'metaris atzmu b'chol sigu v'gam l'zeh era v'day l'mevin. It means what Rashi, the Musav word that he's saying, Erel Ovos, Ovos means the people who want. Means Hashem says, who do I appear to? Whoever wants me to appear to him. In other words, who will I fill with Kedusha? Whoever opens up their hearts to let the Kedusha fall in. So the person who wants to be Matzliach in Ruchnius is the person who has the Ratzon. So Va'era El Ovos, Avos from the Lashon Ratzon, La'ova Yabmi. That who do I appear to? Those that want me to appear to them. The Ratzon. That he who has the Ratzon is the one who I appear to. That's Rav Golvich Zatzal, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, used to say, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chochma El Mi Sheyesh Bo Chochma. The Gemara in the end of Brachas. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chochma El Mi Sheyesh Bo Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to who has Chochma. So isn't that a strange thing? So how do you get the original Chochma? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to he who has Chochma, so where do you get the original Chochma? So he used to say over, I don't know if it was based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner, but he always used to say over the Rosh Hashiva that the original Chochma is the Ratzon to have the Chochma. That's the original Chochma. Once you have that original Ratzon, so then that's where it all starts from. Then he continues in the Sefer Ilana D'Chaya of Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. says Shemati Shachasam Sofer Hakadosh Omer B'Shem Ramban Lefarish Al Zer Derech Ekiya Asher Ekiya Shalomot Shalomer Ekiya Eitzel Misha Rotsa Asher Ekiya Etzlo. Osetz Asmu Mokam Ashros Hashchina. He explains, what does it mean when Hashem says that His name is Ekiya Asher Ekiya? So look in the Ramban on page 9. The second paragraph of where I put the for od omer kayotzi b'mezus shagadu ma ekia asher ekia kishem shata hove imi kach ani hove imcha im choschi mesidei mosim stocha ani aftach es yadi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way he has it here is whoever wants to be with me, I'll be with them. The same notion. That's how he explains that idea. In other words, the Ratzon. Whoever is willing, has that Ratzon to have Hashras Hashchina, that's where I'm willing to have the Shechina. Then there's a Sfas Emes. This Sfas Emes I originally heard for the first time from Rav Noach Isaac Goldbaum of Kew Gardens Hills. He said it over. And I didn't know where it was. And in the Sefer Imrei Baruch Breishis, I quoted him quoting the Sfas Emes, but not saying where it is. So the Sfas Emes is in Sukkah, here on page 6. He says a lovely pshat, and what does it mean? Me'ashpos yorim evyon. Beautiful pshat. Again, not the pasha pshat, but literally it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the poor person who's in the Ashpa and he's going to raise him up. Me'ashpos yorim evyon. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says like this. Evyon, as he says, is rotzon. So a lot of people, what is their rotzon for? Very silly things. Very mundane things. They want this wealth. Their rotzon is in the Ashpa. That's what they want. They want things that are valueless. They think they need this fancy this, this fancy that. It's not spiritual. It's not meaningful. They feel they need. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you raise your Ratzon out of the Ashpa. And your Ratzon should be a yearning for something valuable, for something Ruchni, for something meaningful, for something important. That's what he said. Shamati mipi moriz keni pasuk me'ashmas yoram evyon shakadosh baruch hu ozer libnei Yisrael umala es haritzon shel bnei Yisrael sheyu menochim ba'ashmas v'hav le'olam. Hakadosh baruch hu is going to raise their ratzon that was in the ashpa. V'alidei tshuva hakadosh baruch hu mala osam lios b'shapech la'avoso yisbaruch la'oshivam nidivim, etc. And he's going to put it with the Nadivim, in other words, those important people. It's going to Kamoke Yiskayim Ato Achri Meitshuva Shanasim Bnei Yisrael Nadivim Meishiva Som Ushpizin Eloim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I want you to be, your company should be Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, the Ushpizin. Meaning, in other words, you should have the goals that these people have. You shouldn't have goals my goal is to, you know, to have this fancy thing or that fancy thing, you know, these things that are not important. People's ritzonos sometimes are in the ashpa. The things that they desire for are unimportant things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Me'ashpos yorim evyon. And that's the avos. Erea or avos means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will appear to who has a proper ratzon. And that's the famous chazal in the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, page 10 going to 11. Ani yishen of li be'er kol dodi dofek pischi li achosi royosi yomnosi tomosi shirosi nimnos tal kvusosei resisei laila. So what's this thing? Pischi li, open up for me. So there's a famous chazal. We know it, it's known in a different way than it's brought in the Medrash. But the famous chazal in the Medrash, Shir HaShirim, on page 12, says like this. Pischili Rabbi Yosef Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Banai Pischili Pesach Echad Shal Tshuva Kichuda Shal Machat V'ani posech lechem psachim sheyu agolos akronos in the slachos abo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all I want you to do is open up a little bit. Open up a little hole in your heart to let me in. The size of the hole of a needle. And if you start, I'll widen it like the size that chariots and cars could go through it. The way it's famously known is Pischu li Pesach shel machat v'ani eftach lechem kipischo shel ulam. That's how it's known. But that's not the way it says it in the Medrash. I don't know where exactly that nusach came from. The nusach that people say over is Pischu li Pesach shel machat. If you do a little bit, you open up a little bit, you have a little bit of ratzon, then I'll help you do it even more. V'ani eftach lechem kipischo shel ulam, where kipisch psachim shayu agolos ukronos nechnasos bo. And there's a sefer called Sheifos. The whole sefer is about how Gedolei Yisrael had yearning and desire, not necessarily that they were always the biggest geniuses, but they were what we call the biggest mevakshim. They had tremendous ratzon. So he says over here in this sefer, from the late Mashkiach of Lakewood, Rav Nosson Bachvogel. And he says over that the Rogachover, Rav Yosef Rosen, he was the Rogachover, he lived in Divinsk, the same time that the Or Sameach, the Meshech Chochma, lived in Divinsk. And Rav Yosef Rosen was from the Hasidim. I think he was Shtickel Lubavitch in Divinsk. And the Or Sameach was not from the Hasidim. That's irrelevant. So he said a hesped on the Or Sameach. He says like this: B'shasha paretzes sreifa bebeiso shel adam. If God forbid there's a fire in someone's house, v'yesh sakana lenafshos beiso or l'rchusho. So there's a real sakana. So misgalim etzlo kochus altivim zrizus niflosh al nirubo adas. All of a sudden, Zrizus, he has tremendous Zrizus that he never had before to get out of the fire. Now he always had that Zrizus latent inside of him, but now it comes out because there's a fire. So you got to move, you got to go, because there's what? There's a tremendous ratzon to save his family, to save himself, to save everybody. So when you have such an urge and such a need, you what? You go ahead and you accomplish. So he says, "Koach muflos einu koach chadash." It's not something new. If the person has it now, that means he always had it. But what? But people, they have the kochos, but they don't have the ratzon to use it. So it just stays there inside. But he says, by the Or Sameach, tamid haisa doleka sreifa. With him, there was always a sreifa going on. Meaning, he always saw the urgency of using time for, as if to be zoreis, to do things properly and use the time properly. Tomid bara bo avas Torah lo shir. And that was the hesped that the Rogachover said on the Or Sameach. And that's what he says on the next page. The Chofetz Chaim said on the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, "Sas anochi al mersecha kemotzei shol orav." He says David HaMelech says he would learn Torah just like if a person finds a big treasure. So you're all excited and you're gathering it in, and the brisker of says the key word is kimotze, because the second you see it, you find that that's the original excitement. So same thing, when you learn Torah, it's kimotze shalom rav. You have to have that tremendous ratzon. If you have the ratzon, and you start, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finish off. And that's the famous Tana de Be'el Yahu. It says in Tana de Be'el Yahu, Pamachas ha'isi mahalach b'mokam l'mokam. Eliyahu Novi is saying this, whoever's saying it. But Sa'ani Adam Echad Shaloha Yabalo Mikra Velo Mishnah. And I came across a person who was not learned. He didn't know Mikra, he didn't know Mishnah. Vayamis Lotzeis Alik Bidvarim, Uba Kenegdi. Vamarti Lobani Mato Meshiv Lavicha Shabashamayim Liyom Hadin. He said, what are you going to say to the Ribbono Shalom Liyom Hadin? You didn't learn Chumash, you didn't learn Mishnah. Farmerly Rebbe, Yeshli Dvarim Shani Mashivo. He says, I know what I'll tell him. Bina Vadaslo Nosno Limina Shamayim, Sheekra Veshna. I don't have the intellectual capabilities. That's what I'll answer God. Vamati Lo Bani, Mamalachtacha. So he said, what's your profession? Amali Tsayadani, I'm a hunter. Vamati Lo Bani, Mili Midcha, who taught you how to do it? He says, who taught you how to make the nets and how to hunt? He says, I have intellectual capabilities to do that. He says, I understand, you have intellectual capabilities to do that, but you don't have intellectual capabilities to learn Torah. El kol shal b'nei adam b'ay olam heim ashivim tshuvazu osu inyin shehein oskim bo. The Beis Halevi made this famous in Parshas Vayigash, that people are going to contradict themselves. But I don't want to get into that right now. But the Tana de Be'el Yo is saying that people have the kochos, but we don't have the ratzon. We don't have that esh. We don't have that esh. For Eire Ela Ovos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to have that ratzon. Sometimes we have a ratzon for stupid things. Our ratzon is in the ashpa. As the Sfasema says, we gotta be Meirim the Ratzon. And that's what he writes here on the next page. Yisod ha-yisodus b'chayim hu, masherotzim mesigin. That's a big yisod in life. That what a person wants, that's what he becomes. There's a famous vort that they say, the Vilna Gaon. The Vil in Yiddish means to want. Nor means only. This, one of Rabbi Willick's sons said that his, Rabbi Willick's father always used to say it over to him. Vilna Gaon means Vil nor a Gaon. That's all he wanted to be. That's what he had the Rutzen for. If you have the Rutzen for that, again, that doesn't mean that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give different capabilities to different people. And not everyone has, but usually the issue is that we underuse our capabilities because we don't have the ratzon in the proper area. If a person really wants to learn, really wants to, and that should be the beginning of the Zman, this message. For Eira El Ha'ovos, that if you really want to be here every day, you're here every day. You really want to be here on a Sunday, and not to miss all the Sunday shirim, you'll be here. You'll always be, in life there's always excuses. There's always something that comes up. But the question is, how strong is your ratzon? How strong is your ratzon? And if your ratzon is very strong, then you'll do it. If your ratzon is very strong, then you'll accomplish. Va'era ela avos. But if your ratzon is not so strong, then you won't. The Noam Elimelech on page 18 also discusses this idea. And he has another point, what Rashi's trying to say for Er El Ha'avos. He says like this, for Er El Ha'avos, the same question that the Ilana Dechaya asks, well, what is Rashi trying to say? So Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov says from the Chasam Sofer that the idea is Avos Lashon Ava, Ratza. For Er El Ha'avos, L'chor, my boy Rashi b'zeh, hello pasuk mefurash Avram Yitzchak, v'yadanu shem nikroim Avos. In Er Kavonis Rashi b'zeh, ki Avram hayamidas chesed v'yitzchak b'chinas gvur of Yaakov Tiferes. היו משתנים זה מזה בבחינה. כן, איך שרח של כולם ישראל עליהם כל שקאי, דרך ישוקבים רגל, אך השורש הוא הדובר זה כך, שמצד הקודש ברוך הוא אין שום משתנוס. In other words, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were three different people. And they had three different characteristics. Avram is this midah, chesed, Yitzchak is pachad, Yaakov, whatever their capabilities were. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying like this, is I present myself, my totality, from my perspective, I presented myself to each Av the same way. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have multi facets. V'Er El Ha'avos means, from my perspective, it's all the same. But each Av will be able to focus in to the part of me that is attuned the most to his capabilities and to his neshama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Er El Ha'avos means that, yeah, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear to the Ha'avos. And Avraham is going to take this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is going to take this. Yaakov is going to take this. Same thing with learning. You can have a shir, so you can have Gemara in the shir and Halacha in the shir. And this, so some people will take more of this, some people will take more of that. In other words, everything is good. So everyone is going to focus a little bit more onto what's more attuned to them. And that's another big yesod, that the Torah is given to all of Klal Yisrael, and everyone has a chelek. Everyone has a chelek in the Torah. But one person's chelek is not another person's chelek. That's what the Vilna Gaon says on the pasuk Nefesh Omel Omlolo. That's page 19. Kik Akaf Alav Piu. So literally it means Torah Hamalacha Yamalo the Tzarka Kasher Piv Yaakov Oso Ledbo Hamachal Azia Lelamali Sheiloso. Those if a person toils, so then He'll have what to eat. He'll have what to eat later. Nefesh amel omlolo. When his mouth will say, "I need to eat," so it'll be the amelus that he did prior will cash in now because now he needs to eat. So he was working. Now when his mouth speaks up and say, "Now I need it," so I'll have something. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Vilna Gaon says, you know what this means? It means all the Torah that you learnt when you were a fetus in your mother's womb, Shalom et kol ha-Torah kodem bo la'avir olam, that is going to come back to you. Because that makes you shaykh to Torah. So it's referring to Akaf alav piyu is piyu shalomad kol haTorah kodem bo la'avir ha'olam hu kofehu machricho lilmod. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes on page 21. He says, "Atan daber oz limud haTorah, ki yadu shal kol ish Yisrael yesh lo chelak b'Torah." Like the Grosh says, "Ficha muchachavenu yagati v'lo matzati al tamin." In other words, the Torah is called the Metzia, because she mitchila kodem shemotza ha'isa gam kein ba'olam lemechabish oso motza kein in Torah kol ish nitan chelak b'Torah kedosha be'is ma'amid har Sinai. Whereas besides the idea that the Malach teaches you in the womb, but in Ma'amid Har Sinai, every neshama was there. Every Jewish neshama that will exist was there and got something from Ma'amid Har Sinai. So when you were learning Torah, you're getting your chelik that you got once before. That our chelik that we had, that we got at Har Sinai, we want to get back now. So that's what the Noam Elimelech says. Means from God's perspective, I present everything to everybody. And everyone will focus in. Because no one could say that I have no shaychus to learning. Some people have more shaychus, some people have less shaychus, but every neshama, says the Chofetz Chaim, was there at Har Sinai. He says in the Sefer Shem Olam, Kol ish v'ish nitan chelik b'torah k'dosha b'eis ma'amid Har Sinai. So what we do in life is try to get that chelik that we had coming to us at Har Sinai. Some people are going to be more into Agada, some people are going to be more into Halacha, some people are going to be more, but everyone has a chelik. But what do you need? You need the Ratzon to get that chelik. For Erehel Ovos, Ratzon. Your Ratzon has to be to get that chelik, to get that chelik in Torah. Not to have a Ratzon. Of course, in life we have Ratzonas for other things also. We're not Malachim. But we should realize, we should make a cheshbon hanefesh. What are our real goals in life? And when we start the new zman, what do we want to get? If we really do something with our time, we could really gain a lot. And then, but if we don't have the proper ratzon, then we could waste 5 months. It's saying chalkenu b'sora secha, eire el avos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's try, pischuli pesach shel machat. Open up a little bit of Ratzon at least, and then I'll help you even more. But you have to put that effort in. If you're away for Shabbos, it's very easy to say, well, I can't come back on Sunday. But if you put in the effort, you make sure you're back. I always tell a story. I walked in here once, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, and there was a fellow sitting right at this table, and I said to him, where were you for Shabbos? And he said he was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. So I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if a person who is in Yerushalayim for Shabbos can be here Sunday, 9 o'clock, then, where else do you want to be? If you have a Ratzon, you'll do it. If you have even the secular Zionists, right? What was the famous statement of Herzl? No? Yeah, imtirtsu eidzu agadai. You can go to Yeshiva Flappish. Right, if you want a Jewish state, you'll have it. Okay, we're not, whatever, but, whatever, but the Ratzon is important. For Erehel Ovos, he says, I will appear to he who has that Ratzon. But I'll appear the same to everybody, but you will focus in, like the Noam Elimelech says, to what thing is more shaykh to you. But no one could say that nothing is shaykh to me, because every neshama was there. Everyone has a chelik in Torah. And that's akov alav pihu. That's what the chelik that you had at Har Sinai, or the chelik that you had at the Me'imo. Everyone can have a chelik in learning. Everyone can have a chelik in Torah. It's just you need the ratzon. Va'era, like the and it's there. The kochos are there. You just need the ratzon, like the Rogachev said about the Or Sameach. For him, it was always like there was a fire, because he always was working on the highest possible levels of productivity. So we're not on that madrega. For us, we can't always view it as if there's a fire and we're working on our highest levels of capabilities. But at least we have to have that drive to have that ratzon. Va'era ela avos. Avos, as the Menachem Mendel Limanov and the Sefer Ilana Dechaya says, avos means those that are rotze. Ekia asher ekia. Whoever I will be with, who he who wants to be with me, I will be with them. says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's God's name. That's the whole Yesod. And that's, of course, different people have different capabilities. But the basic idea, like the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, the Gemara in Bracha says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosein chokhma, elo shemi sheyesh bo chokhma. But the original chokhma is the Ratzon, and then we'll see in the Imei Baruch Vayikra, in the last piece, I have that piece from the Rosh Hashiva, you can take a look, it'll be out, as a shown for this farm sale. Ve'era ela ovos, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosei chochma, ela mishi yesh bo chochma. But where's the original chochma? The original chochma is the Ratzon for the chochma. And that's what we all have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Are our Ratzons in the Ashba, or are they higher up? What do we need to remove them from the Ashba? Where is our Ratzon? And that's the Yisod by Eirei Ovos to the Ratzon, Ein Dover Omeid Bifnei HaRatzon.